Time to recap meeting number two of the month for the Red Willow County Commissioners, County Commissioner Ted Gantz. How the heck are you?
I'm doing good, Rich, and yourself?
Doing good, doing good. Okay, good. I haven't asked you since he walked in the door. How's your bracket doing? Did you fill one out?
I don't. I enjoy playing a little bit of YMCA basketball and obviously back in the day played high school and college, but I don't get into that much, you know.
I thought so. Gabe would have printed one off and said, "Dad, let's just see who's better."
Oh, he's got one. He's got one, and I think he was informing me that everybody's bracket is broke. So it's pretty tough to get a perfect bracket. Right. But I've been watching a little NCAA basketball on TV a little bit, take a nap to it once in a while. But you bet,
watch, doze off, watch again, doze off.
Exactly.
Nice thing to do on a Saturday or Sunday, isn't it?
You bet.
All right, let's get to the agenda from last night. We'll start first, review accounts payable, payroll claims.
Yep, we started at 8:30 yesterday morning and reviewed those accounts payable claims, and we had payroll this go-around as well. And so we reviewed those things from 8:30 to 9 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock we did citizens comment. Nobody was present yesterday, Rich, for citizens comment. Then at 9:15, we moved into the Board of Equalization. We had a public hearing on a tax exemption application. This was for the domestic abuse and sexual assault services. This was about a printer that they have as for personal property tax. And the printer is leased, not owned. And so I guess because it's not owned and leased, then it's subject to personal property tax, which was kind of a learning experience for me yesterday, just understanding that a little bit better. So we ended up approving that denial, that exemption for that where it's not owned. So we got through that public hearing, and then we moved on to 9:30 to our Noxious Weed Control Authority meeting. It was in regards to the evaluation from the state of Nebraska. Unfortunately, our weed superintendent, Sonia Prentice, wasn't able to be there, so we tabled that matter for further discussion until April 14th. So we'll do that next meeting, take a look at that, and go over the state of Nebraska's findings there.
I just think of weeds, and it's getting warmer, and the weeds are going to grow. And they're really, if we get a good rain, they're really going to grow. Every time you bring up noxious weed, I think, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to pull those weeds here.
Pull them
soon.
Weeds. Yeah, they're already starting to germinate. There's already stuff coming. And unfortunately, we grow good weeds around here. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, if we grow nothing else, it seems like, but you know, we've had some summers where it's so dry that even the weeds can't survive.
Yeah.
And that's pretty tough. But we definitely, you know, if you're going to have must thistle start to pop up, be sure you get out there and get that before that flowers out and heads out and the seed pods break open and get to going and blowing everywhere. And so, yeah, just kind of a friendly reminder that it's that time of year again.
Right.
You bet.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened, and Teresa Thomas Extension annual report.
Yeah, actually, we were joined yesterday by the Extension with Ruby Collins and Tasha Wolf, and then Brandy Hilton Hegeman. Those three gals stopped by and kind of gave us a recap of last year's activities. And so I wrote down a few. Obviously, you know, the Extension does a lot with 4-H programs. They did a block party for the little kids where the kids at Southwest Schools where they held this. They did a little block party there where the kids get to deal with shapes and so forth and do different little activities there, fun activities. They're also doing the Lights and Shadows program. Again, this is with the education system and helping with the kids and some different little things there. They did a scouting clinic where they went out into the fields and looked for infestations of different kinds of bugs and stuff that, you know, those creepy crawly critters you do not want in your crops. So they do that. They did a baking bonanza where you can learn how to bake muffins and cookies, and a gardening program and all sorts of summer youth programs. And so they had a list of that. And then that's just a couple things I wrote down. But there's a lot of programs offered and the recap that they did. There are a lot of good programs. And then they're going to have some of these same programs this next summer. So I thought they were pretty cool, and maybe I'll get my youngest involved with a few of those. So you bet. And they have a website, obviously, on our website, on the county's website. If you're interested in some of those summer programs for the kiddos, and they also do daycare education programs and so forth. So there's a lot to be offered up there. So I'd encourage people to check it out, and you bet.
Yeah, I think those ladies really do a fantastic job over there. I mean, a lot of stuff, and when fair time, they are busy throughout every day of the fair. I think they do a wonderful job.
Yeah, they do. You bet. And so, yeah, if somebody's, you know, like I said, look into their programs, there's some really neat things and some stuff that I even learned about yesterday. I'm like, hey, you know, I'd like to get my youngest enrolled in the summer, get them out of the house when they're, you know, beats sitting behind a video game or on a phone. You bet. Get them out and get them learning about stuff. You bet.
Consent agenda had a few items there as well.
Yeah, we had about five items. We removed item number 3 from the consent agenda, which was authorized chairman signature on a tractor lease agreement for the fair. The lease agreement was just the wrong lease on the term. So Giles is going to get that corrected and get that back up to us for that. Otherwise, we did item number 1 was approved minutes from the previous Board of Commissioners and Board of Equalization meeting. Item number 2 was approved accounts payable and payroll claims. We approved the amount of $394,351.39. And again, it was payroll time this go around, so you bet that was a little higher. Then item number 4 was authorized chairman's signature on Miller & Associates bridge contracts. And again, this was Miller & Associates goes around and inspects all of our bridge structures and then gives us a very detailed report on any issues that are going on with those bridges. And so we renewed the contract with them and their agreed upon amount. It's going to be $200 per structure plus mileage. So then item number 5 was authorized chairman's signature on Swoboda Benefits Commission agreement. And again, this was unchanged from the previous year, but this was just what they charge for their services. Yes, sir.
And one or two things in the correspondence.
Yeah, we had the MEDC invitation to their annual meeting, which unfortunately, when we're doing the second and fourth Mondays of the month, we missed this meeting. It was just old information. And then we also had a correspondence from the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources about the Nothnagel and Shiflett Dam inspections. And so then again, they're both those dams are due for inspection this year. And so they just kind of wanted to give us an FYI that, hey, if you see us out and around the dam, just know that we're just checking its structural integrity and its flow and so forth. You bet.
So meeting kind of a light agenda, wasn't it?
Yeah, real light agenda. I mean, we adjourned still at 10:25, so a couple hour meeting there, and then you will meet again on April 14th again. You bet.
All right, April 14th, next meeting. Again, like we always say, if you would like to sit in on a county commissioner's meeting, come on by.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody's encouraged. Again, give us a call if there's any issues out in your neighborhood or problems out there with roads or whatnot. Just give us a shout. Like I said, all three commissioners are listed on the county's website along with our phone numbers. So you bet. If there's any issues, doesn't have to be about roads, but any of that we have control of, give us a shout. You bet.